Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I am America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic anti-choice talk show host, and announcing in April on Real Science Radio, April will be Exodus Month. The Exodus Month on Real Science Radio, as Fred Williams and I present our series on the list of evidence for the Exodus, historical evidence. It should be fascinating, and some of the material is already online. If you want to get a sneak peek at it, rsr.org/Exodus. Couldn't be easier. Coming up on today's program, pot smokers, an update on marijuana, huge study out of Ohio. Pot smokers are four times more likely to get a heart attack. Now, just hearing that might give some of them a heart attack. But this is a major study, so we'll talk about the details in that. Also, we've been reporting on Venezuela and the human crisis that is the socialist country of Venezuela and their new development of the bread wars. So we want to talk about that. Also, a series of TV programs that are bombing or being canceled, homosexual programs on ABC and CBS and so on. So we want to list some of those. And then, you know, the father-daughter events that have been popular through the decades at school, perhaps a father-daughter dance. Well, one school has said that is discriminatory, so you can't have father-daughter events anymore. So they said they could only have family events. But of course, that's discriminatory against kids who don't have families, those bigots. So we'll talk about that. And we have said for decades on this show that Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. Well, it turns out that homosexuality is also mutually exclusive with something else. So we'll discuss what that is. And then finally, the Vatican had a workshop on biological extinction. And they said one of their main arguments was that people have to have fewer children. And one of their four panelists was Paul Ehrlich, you know, the radical pro-abortion, end-of-the-world doomsayer, who has been predicting that tens of millions of Americans would starve to death. Well, he missed that prediction because he put a date on it. That date has passed. So those are the topics we would like to cover on today's program. And beginning with the latest on marijuana use, our website, kgov.com/pot, that's where we update our list of all the peer-reviewed studies published in leading scientific journals. Now, this study is out by Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, and it's being presented now at a scientific conference. And they really put a huge effort into this study. They compared the health records of 210,000 pot smokers. That's a lot of pot smokers. You get high just driving by them, with 10 million non-users. So that's awesome, because we find out, you know, the reality of what's going on. And typically, it is the mental health disorders like depression and schizophrenia that are warned about in these various studies. But also, there's been a recent study how smoking marijuana regularly reduces the blood flow in the brain to all smokers, not 10% or 62%, but 100% of all the smokers studied had reduced blood flow throughout their brain, and especially in the memory and dementia section of the brain. So that's pretty scary. Well, in this study, they have found out that people who smoke marijuana are 4 times more likely to suffer a heart attack. 4 times more likely. And of course, the percentage change is different if you're in your 20s or your 30s and so on. If you're in your 30s, early 30s, you're almost 5 times more likely to have a heart attack or a cardiac-related illness than those who don't smoke pot. If you're in your 20s, then you're only 3 times more likely. And that's it. 3 times more likely. Pot smokers have higher blood pressure. So this is just the latest study. And our page, as I just mentioned, kgov.com/pot, it's becoming one of the more popular sources online for finding out about the negative effects of marijuana. And the scientific research is overwhelming. It's horrific. Marijuana, they now know it mutates your DNA. So you think you're funny, you're cool, you go to college, you smoke pot, and you're going to graduate and have a career, get married, maybe 10 years later have a kid or two, and your kid ends up inheriting a mutated DNA because of your selfishness, because you're a loser. Now, a loser, how could I say that? Well, that was the result of a paper published in the journal Clinical Psychological Science, and this is just in 2016, and the conclusion of the paper is basically this: as reported by the media, the more pot you smoke, the more likely you are to be a loser. And it goes on and on. I mean, smoking pot damages the nerves that connect to your retinas in your eye. The strong pot that's common today, especially in Colorado, leads to hallucination, paranoia, and schizophrenia. They used to say pot smokers, what did the pot smokers say? They used to say they were paranoid because it was illegal. And you'd say, well, you're paranoid. They say, well, of course I am. It's illegal. Well, now it's legal in a lot of places, and they're still paranoid and schizophrenic. So it goes on and on, the horror of what marijuana does to your brain, to your unborn child if you happen to be pregnant. I mean, one study, this is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, says that pot users have shrunken brains. We're not making that up. Shrunken brains, reduced blood flow, 4 times more likely to get a heart attack, high blood pressure, lower IQ, 7-fold increased likelihood of attempted suicide, stunts fetal growth, damages DNA. I mean, it goes on and on. The impact on the lungs from one joint equals 4 cigarettes. It just doesn't end. And these studies, many of them are done at universities like this latest one, and universities are radically pro-marijuana. So these are basically findings contrary to interest, because what department, what professor on a college campus wants to be hated by the vast majority of the student body and the faculty? So that's the first topic on the show, the latest study, marijuana smokers 4 times more likely to get a heart attack after looking at the health records of 210,000 pot smokers compared to 10 million non-users. Okay. Then we go to Venezuela. Venezuela, we've been reporting on the need for a massive humanitarian intervention into Venezuela. We first called for this back on September 14th, 2016. In fact, on our website, we wrote, mark this date, September 14th, 2016, to save 1 million people, men, women, and children, from starving to death. because of the insanity of their socialist government. So we did an update a month ago in February where Fox News reported on a nationwide study of 6,000 families in Venezuela that 3 out of every 4 Venezuelans have lost 19 pounds, almost 20 pounds. And with that story, they published a Reuters photograph, and we went and licensed that for use on our website, kgov.com. It's a gal sitting with her 4-year-old son at a coffee shop. And this photo, in fact, I'm going to show it right now to our port operator. This gal, she's 43 years old. Does she look 43 years old? She looks like she's made with toothpicks. A breeze could blow her away. And her kid doesn't have all that much meat on his bones either. It's just horrific. This lady looks like she's 70 years old and as skinny as could be. It's scary. Not to mention that the coffee shop is dark. There's one light in the back. And for the bit of the coffee shop you could see, there's nobody else there. So the reason we're mentioning Venezuela now today is because of the latest, the bread wars. The bread wars. The socialist president there, Nicolas Maduro, he has ordered, you see, people are hungry and they go to buy bread and they have to stand in line for hours to buy bread. We reported on one case where people would go to 1, 2, 3 ATM lines just to withdraw enough money to buy, say, a package of rice. In fact, this one woman stood in 6 ATM lines because she's standing in the line maybe for 20 minutes, and then the machine's out of money. You stand in another line, and you get money, but you can only take out so much. You stand in another line, you go halfway across town, another. She stood in 6. She got just enough money for a package of rice. Takes you like all day. So we reported on all these studies. Well, the socialist president of Venezuela, Maduro, he's upset that there must be a conspiracy trying to make him look bad. So he has ordered an investigation into 700 bakeries. Bakeries. He has begun arresting the bakers. And their crime? They have been baking pastries instead of loaves. That's what. Now, he's only arrested a handful so far. He calls this his country's bread war. The bread war. And he thinks these bakeries are in a conspiracy to sell sweets and pastries instead of bread. This reminds me of the socialist Russian insanity that was described by Solzhenitsyn in his book, Gulag Archipelago. Great book. Read it back in the late 80s. And he described the Soviets, the government, as insisting that they need to transport more grain from the fields to the cities. And so they wanted to stack more weight onto their railroad cars. Fill them up. Fill them up to the top and then some. Sort of like the Beverly Hillbillies moving on that truck. Fill them up to the top and keep going. And put Granny on top. So there were engineers who said, you can't do that because you're going to ruin the engines and you're going to ruin the tracks. Don't do it. So the Soviets, Stalin, they arrested all those engineers. They arrested them. So with those guys in jail, and they gave them all tenors. You get a tenor. You get 10 years in jail where you had to work. So these were work prisons. The Gulag was like an island chain. Well, archipelago is an island chain. The Gulag is the prison. And so Solzhenitsyn's title, it's like this chain of prisons throughout the Soviet Union where millions died. They were against the death penalty, although they executed tens of thousands. They slaughtered millions of their own people. What, more than 20 million? And many of those people were worked to death, virtually starved to death and worked to death in these gulags, in these prisons. And so the railway engineers, they got their tenors, and they all went in for 10 years. You work. If you survive, then you get out. Maybe you might get a fiver or another tenor, or maybe you're out. Maybe you're half dead. So at any rate, they started stacking all the weed up on the railroad cars, and guess what happened? The engine started breaking down, and the tracks started to wear out and break. So they had a transportation crisis. So the government arrested all the engineers, everybody who was involved in putting more wheat onto the railroad cars. They arrested those guys. They said it was all sabotage. So what Maduro is doing in Venezuela is reminiscent of that. This just happens to be with the bakers. Remember the French Revolution, which was so evil and bloodthirsty? Didn't they slaughter bakers? They'd slaughter butchers. Remember that? In the French national anthem, it speaks of the blood flowing in the streets. And their big thing was equality. And equality, that's the big thing with socialism. And in communism, there's an absolute determination to absolutely make everyone equal. And the only way to do that is to turn your country into a prison. Because as soon as people have freedom, they will not be equal. Because freedom and equality are mutually exclusive when it comes to economics. People should be equal before the law regarding justice and criminal justice. But regarding economic wherewithal, we should not attempt to achieve equality. Because the only way to make people equal economically is to put them all in prison. So the more determined you are to make everyone equal, like with the communism of the Soviet Union, they turn their entire nation into a prison. And if you try to escape, they'll shoot you in the back. Communist China did the same thing. Communist North Korea did the same thing. Communist Cuba did the same thing. These countries didn't begin by saying, hey, let's turn our country into a prison so that no one could escape. That wasn't their goal. Their goal was to make everyone equal. But they quickly realized that if people have freedom, they won't be equal. Even in jail, inmates, prisoners have a degree of freedom, even in jail. So typically in jail, all the inmates are not equal. All the prisoners are not equal. They're the prisoners who are in charge, the prisoners who get the benefits, and the prisoners who don't. That's even in jail. And so, of course, in a communist country, everyone is equal, but some people are more equal than others. And the leaders tend to be wildly wealthy, whereas they spread the poverty equally. And so here we are now in Venezuela with the government ordering this investigation of 700 bakeries. That's the beginning of what Maduro has called Venezuela's bread war. And he said this just a week ago. He said that those who hide the bread from the people will face the weight of the law. They're going to pay, I swear. Those responsible for the bread war are going to pay. That's what he said. He's mentally ill, you know. Now, of course, everyone is mentally ill, but some people are more mentally ill than others. I mean, some people are more equal than others. Some people are more mentally ill than others. And in this case, stupid doesn't make you sin, but sin makes you stupid. And when you sin, then if you go further to defend yourself, you dig in, you become increasingly evil. The more you are admonished, the more you are corrected, the more you are reprimanded and you dig in. Let's say your favorite politician is a child killer and you support him, even though he sacrifices children for the sake of your prosperity. Now, that's sinful to support a leader who kills the innocent, and that's the cost of your benefits. So when you're admonished, don't support a leader who would kill one Jew or lynch one black or dismember one baby. Don't support that leader. Warn that leader, because chances are he's going to hell. And you want to warn him before he hears from Jesus Christ on Judgment Day. So warn him. Don't selfishly appreciate the benefits you get at the cost of your unborn neighbor who is being dismembered with the support of your favorite politician. So down in Venezuela, the big sin of Maduro is that he violates God's enduring command, do not murder. Here we have the favorite politicians of Christians in America who violate the politicians who violate God's enduring command, do not murder. So which is worse, a socialist who steals or a Republican who kills the innocent? Which is worse? Better that a country would starve to death than slaughter its children. The Bible says, what good are vast revenues with injustice? So at any rate, there is the insanity of socialist President Nicolas Maduro saying that those who hide the bread from the people, that's what he thinks the bakers are doing. Now, the bakers can't get wheat. They can't get wheat. McDonald's, we reported on this ages ago. McDonald's stopped selling Big Macs in Venezuela, in the whole country. They announced, we're no longer selling Big Macs because we can't buy rolls. They can't buy the bread to make the Big Macs. They could sell you a Big Mac on your hand, two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, but no sesame seed bun. You just got to take it in the palm of your hand and then lick it off your hand. So they decided rather than that, they just stopped selling Big Macs. And so now here we are about 4 or 5 months after that, and the bakeries are running out of wheat. So one bakery, they were selling these pastry rolls with ham inside. You get one roll with ham. I mean, it costs a fortune, but that's like a meal, right? You get your protein and your carbs. The carbs give you quick energy, like in a sandwich, and the meat gives you long-term protein and fat. They were breaking the law. Can't do that. You have to bake bread. Have to bake bread. With 90% of what they bake has to be bread. So a lot of the bakeries being inspected, they're saying publicly, they say, when the government comes, all we do is open up. We say, look, we don't have anything on any of our shelves. We can't bake anything. So there are the bread wars. There it is, and it has begun. Remember, a dozen eggs in Venezuela cost $150 U.S. U.S. Their hospitals, have you seen the photos of their hospitals? They look like sets from horror films. That's what they look like. That's what the media describes them as. The world's highest inflation, 1,000% and rising. So, but the government, they did something good. They want all children to have fun, so they confiscated toys, 3.8 million toys, literally. Venezuela, the socialist government, confiscated almost 4 million toys from two toy companies. Their warehouses filled with toys. They took them all. They said, the government owns these toys, and now we're going to distribute them fairly. So that's the last toys the country's going to see for the next how many years, until there is a humanitarian, military intervention in Venezuela that we called for back on September 4th, 2016. All right. So then you have the TV networks bombing with some of their programs about homosexuals. I like it when ratings drop for the major media outlets for any reason. When circulation plummets for the New York Times, we just celebrate. It couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people. Well, at ABC, their homosexual show, it's called When We Rise. It received saturation ad coverage during the Oscars ahead of its premiere week, its first show. Part one of the show flopped on ABC. So what the network did was they took one of their big shows with a huge audience and they moved it right before the second installment of this series. And even after doing that, the viewership fell another million viewers from the week before. Just catastrophe. So then USA Network, TV network, USA, they had a homo murder mystery program called Eyewitness. That was canceled. CBS had a series called Doubt. It had a transsexual actress playing a, well, you guessed it, a transsexual. That was dropped after two shows. So the magazine The Advocate is up in arms about all this. I guess they want to pass a law saying that all bakers must watch homosexual TV programs. Must. Should be part of their license. So at our website, kgov.com/homosexuals, you could do kgov.com/homosexuality, kgov.com/homo, kgov.com/homos, whatever, you'll find it. We have our list of we just want to be left alone, and oh yeah, by the way, you better bake us a cake. And we list everything you got to do or you're going to get sued. Keep your mouth shut. Make us a pizza pie. Send us flowers. Give me a haircut. Take our photos. And forget your boys only Cub Scouts and your morally straight adult scout leaders. And forget your father-daughter events now. That's the latest. Father-daughter events. Only you can only have family events. Because father-daughter events are, well, they're discriminatory. They're bigoted. So we've been saying that Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. It turns out that homosexuality is mutually exclusive not only with Christianity, but with sanity itself. So here, you can't have a father-daughter event. You have to have a family event. Well, isn't that bigoted too? Aren't there children who live in foster homes who don't have families, who say, I don't even like these foster parents. They're not my family. So what? These family events are obviously not inclusive, but they reinforce this bigoted familial view of society that hurts the children who are most vulnerable. So in the public square, homosexuality and sanity are mutually exclusive. Hey, there's a new one. A book out teaches children that I can't even tell you. I can't even say it in polite company. Hey, this is Bob Enyart for KGov.com. God bless.